This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Streets in some of Myanmar's main cities were nearly deserted on Tuesday as opponents of military rule held so-called silent strikes, marking the first anniversary of a coup that led to deadly chaos and snuffed out tentative steps towards democracy. The United States, Britain, and Canada imposed new sanctions on the military and joined other countries in calling for a global halt in arms sales to Myanmar. A year after Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government was overthrown, since its bloody suppression of protests in the weeks following the coup, the Myanmar military has faced armed resistance on multiple fronts in the countryside from groups allied with the ousted government. State media on Tuesday said Junta Chief Min Aung Hlaing extended a state of emergency for a further 6 months to address threats from, quote, internal and external saboteurs and terrorist attacks and destruction. Canadian authorities on Tuesday moved to end a protest convoy of trucks and other vehicles that had been blocking a major U.S. border crossing in Alberta since Saturday. The protest was taking place at one of the busiest ports of entry on the Canadian-United States border and was part of a larger protest against vaccine mandates and other COVID-19 restrictions. While truckers in Western Canada blocked traffic, other truckers descended on Ottawa, Ontario over the weekend, deliberately blocking traffic around Parliament Hill. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday accused the West of ignoring Moscow's security concerns and of using Ukraine as a tool to contain Russia, though he said he hoped a solution could be found to end spiraling tensions. Putin said the Kremlin was studying a response from Washington and NATO to Moscow's security demands, but that it had been far from adequate. They were his first public remarks for weeks on the crisis, which has been fueled by fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Tensions between Russia and the West have reached levels not seen since the end of the Cold War, as Moscow has massed more than 100,000 troops near its border with Ukraine. Western leaders have accused Moscow of preparing an invasion of its pro-Western neighbor and warned of severe consequences if it does invade. Guinea-Bissau's president on Tuesday said he survived heavy fire for 5 hours during an attempted coup, which he claimed killed or injured many people in the unstable West African country. He told reporters he faced, quote, sustained fire from heavy arms for 5 hours with a military advisor, minister, and two bodyguards in the capital, Bissau, during a plot to, quote, kill the president of the republic and the entire cabinet. He said, quote, the attackers could have spoken to me before these bloody events that have seriously injured many and claimed lives. Coup-prone Guinea-Bissau struggles with a reputation for corruption and drug smuggling, and the president alluded to such activity. The former Portuguese colony is an impoverished coastal state of around 2 million people south of Senegal. It has seen 4 military coups since gaining independence in 1974, most recently in 2012. Disaster hit Tonga will go into lockdown Wednesday evening after the Pacific Island nation reported two port workers who had been helping distribute international aid had become infected with the coronavirus. The urgent announcement by the country's prime minister appeared to confirm fears among Tongan officials that the aid pouring in following a devastating volcanic eruption and tsunami last month could also usher in COVID-19 to a nation that had been previously living virus-free. Indeed, officials had expressed concerns to relief workers that an outbreak of the virus could represent a bigger danger to Tonga than the tsunami, which killed 3 people and left dozens homeless. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.